sorrow to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, oh, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, God. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, God. I give myself away so you can use me. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I surrender to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I give myself away. Oh, God, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away so you can use me. Take my heart, take my life as a living sacrifice. All my dreams, all my plans, Lord, I place them in your hands. I give myself away. Hallelujah. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, God. I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. Oh, my life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. I give myself away. Oh, God, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, Lord, I give myself away so you can use me. I surrender to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing. I'm holding nothing. I'm withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. I say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, we say yes to your will and to your way. We say yes, Lord. Yes, we say yes, Lord. Yes, withholding nothing. Hallelujah. Withholding nothing. Give it all to the Lord. Withholding nothing. I surrender to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Thank you for these 8 days, oh God. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. You, I belong. I give myself to you. Oh, life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. My mind is not my.
What a blessing to hear from one of our founders, Dr. V, this morning, and Dr. PK. Let's continue to pray they strengthen the Lord. And at this time, let us pray. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, we adore you, we honor you, we worship you, Our very next breath, Lord, depends upon you. When we wake up in the morning, when we arise and see that the sun is shining upon our face and we are indeed in the land of the living, we are grateful. Even before we open our mouths or our feet hit the ground, as believers, our soul cries out to you. Oh, thank you, Lord, for giving us a new day. Your word tells us that you give us new mercies every day. And on this Tuesday, we do all indeed have new mercies. We confess our sins before you, Lord, our sins of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Those besetting sins, Lord, that easily become to us, Lord. We ask that you continue to give us strength and hope in these tumultuous times, Lord. But allow our hope, our blessed assurance, our hope of glory to lead and guide us and be our guiding light. In a very dark world where others are questioning, we know the word of the Lord and we hide the word of the Lord in our hearts so that we may not sin against you, Lord. Keep us near the cross. Protect each and every family on this call, every home represented on this call. We thank you, Lord, and we pray Romans 15:6, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify the Lord, even the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. So with one mouth we glorify him, unified. And verse 7 says, wherefore ye receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, Lord, be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, you are our strength and our Redeemer. And we pray these prayers, spoken and unspoken, in Yeshua's name. Amen. Host, are you there?
Great day, great day, great day, great day. Minister Ruth, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, loud and clear.
Thank you. Well, great day, everybody. Great day, my TMC family, those who are here just for the first time or have been here from the beginning. It is a joyful day, as Minister Cynthia always says, and we are glad to be alive on today. And as I said before, Minister Rosalind just brought us on in, and we do have a yes spirit in our heart this morning, surrendering all to the King this morning. I feel good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So just let me tell you a little bit about this call this morning. In October 2010, our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, heard a call from the Master. And yeah, they had a yes in their spirit, hallelujah, and decided to surrender everything to him, not knowing what was going to happen, but they just said yes. And that scripture, foundational scripture, was Psalms 88:13, and it said, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. where all messages have been archived and all the bios of our speakers and anything you want to know about the Master's Call is there. Our theme for the year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Ruth so graciously did and said that powerful prayer, set us down in the virtual sanctuary. If you want to be a host as I am doing, if you have a praise in your heart like Minister Rosalind, just shared with us and just ushered us in. If you want to host like I am doing, if you want, if you have a word in your belly that you want to share with us, please submit all information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And someone will get back in touch with you with that request. Now, the thread that brought us all together is the phenomenal company Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. And we are now Artist Life, where we have great products that help the world become healthier. The new morning motivational call is held immediately after this call, Monday through Friday, where a great team of leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of our wonderful artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617. That's 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617. And we have a bypass number. If your carrier is charging you or you're having difficulty getting on, that number is 716-293-9707. That's 716-293-9707. And today on the morning motivational call is Presidential Tuesday. And again, it's immediately after this call. But I know that you came here this morning. You didn't just wake up this early in the morning to hear me talk, but you came because you need a word from the Master this morning. And you're in the right place this morning, where our speaker for today was born in Las Vegas, Nevada, to a single teenage mother. Pastor Lavona Lewis seemed destined to be another statistic, but what the devil meant for bad, God used for good. It was at a very young age that she knew that her life was different from others and that she was called by God to be set aside for his use. At the age of 13, she realized that even though she was brought up in church, that she needed to make her relationship with God personal. She was filled with the Holy Ghost, and at 14 began preaching the gospel at many churches around the Las Vegas area. At the age of 17, she was ordained as an evangelist and a youth pastor by 19. Together with her husband, Overseer Eugene P. Lewis, she co-pastored and founded Lion of Judah Ministries in January 2004 with the mandate of equip the saints, win the lost, and recover the backslider. Pastor Lavona has over 12 years of experience being a youth pastor, serving under her great-grandmother, Pastor Almarie Gaston, as well as serving alongside her husband as Anointed Tabernacles assistant pastor for 9 years. Pastor Lewis is a graduate of University of Phoenix, Arizona, where she received her bachelor's degree in human health services with a minor in organizational management. She is also a graduate of the University of Nevada, where she has earned a master's degree in special education, magna cum laude. On May 11, 2013, Pastor Lewis earned her second master's degree, a master's of divinity with high distinction. She also has completed 1 year of course work and her residency towards her doctorate in education. She has a successful radio ministry, travel preaching the gospel, trained young women people to live a life of abstinence and virtue, and prepare those who were called to preach, teaches them how to live the life they preach about. She's a wife, a mother, a sister, a daughter, a teacher, a student, counselor, pastor, and friend. I introduce to some and present to others none other than Pastor LaVonna Lewis. Are you there? Please come to the front of the line.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Loud and clear. Just waiting to hear a word from the Lord today.
We bless God on this morning. I bring you greetings from Las Vegas, Nevada, our headquarters, and from what they call the other side, the back side of the desert. So grateful to be with you all this morning. And I come to encourage your heart with this few moments that I have with you. And I'm talking to you today from Acts 21 through 26. It said that they had gone a long time without food. Paul stood up before them and said, "Men, you should have taken my advice and not sailed from Crete. Then you would have spared yourself this damage and loss. But now I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed. Last night, an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve stood beside me and said, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar, and God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. Nevertheless, we must run aground on some island.'" And I want to come to you with the thought of my soul has been anchored by fixing my eyes on Jesus. Father, we thank you for this word, that would you illuminate our hearts and minds and keep us, that we may hear your word and be doers thereof. I come this morning to encourage your heart, but I come to encourage a particular person and type of people. I want to speak to folk who have been in a storm. Now, I say that funny, because all of us have been, are in one. And if you haven't, as my grandmother said, keep living, you will be in one. So I'm talking to all of us on this call. And here I'm talking from the point of view of Paul in this ship, and Paul and the men who were in the ship with him on their way to Crete, and are facing now a devastating storm that is coming to intimidate. Well, it is intimidating, and it's coming to possibly take their lives. And the men were afraid. Listen, this storm hit everybody in the boat. It didn't just attack one or the other, but everybody in the boat, sinner and saint, criminal and cargo handler, the innocent and the guilty. Everybody who was on this boat was going through the same storm. Everybody is being attacked. Your attack may be different than mine. Your attack may feel different to you than mine does, but everybody is going through something, whether you're a six-figure earner or whether you're barely making ends meet. Everybody is going through a storm. Scripture doesn't clearly lay blame on anyone for the storm. It really doesn't even matter who is the blame for the storm. The fact of the matter is that it hit, and it hit hard. And when it hit, the boat broke into pieces. You ever been in a situation where the storm is so hard that it hits you so quick and fast that you would do almost anything to find a way out of that boat? This is how the men were feeling at this particular time. Listen, they were desperate, and they were looking for any kind of way out of the situation. Lord, I need a way out of this marriage. I need a way out of this burden. I need a way out of this pain. I need a way out of this devastation. I need a way out of this depression. I need a way out, God. And this is how they were feeling. And the storm was hitting hard, and it's got them throwing stuff away that they need. Listen, when you're in a situation in a storm, if you're not careful, listen, the enemy will have you throw away stuff you need. He'll have you take a look and say, well, I need to get rid of this and I need to get rid of that. This is what was going on with them. They begin to throw cargo overboard to try to lighten the load of the ship. The ship was taking in water. And so, listen, they were throwing things away, but they were throwing things away they were going to need later. Now, when you sometimes, it was your storm, it's got you throwing away stuff you're going to need when all this is over. Remember, this storm is going to pass. And when it's over, you are going to need those things. Be careful not to throw away some stuff you're going to need when this is over. They were forgetting, like some of us, to take care of ourselves during the storm. They haven't eaten right. They haven't slept right. Come on, you know you've been there where you've gone through the storm and you are just in a place of sadness and grief and feels like it's never going to end. I can imagine if they were under these gray clouds and the wind was whipping, they needed an anchor. So somebody said, I need an anchor. This storm is so fierce I can barely see. I want to sing. I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. But listen, I'd be lying because if I'm being honest, I deserve to go see Caesar. They remember this ship had prisoners on it that were getting ready to go stand trial before Caesar. So it could be that you're even wrong in your situation. God, I'm wrong in this storm. And I may even deserve not even the blessings. And I may not deserve what I think I need, but God, don't let me die here in this storm. People were bringing up the connection between this storm and what was going on in their life. What do you do when you don't deserve the storm? I can understand, God, if it's something I did do, God. You know, because I thought maybe I did deserve it. I've done some stuff. I ain't been an angel my whole life. And if you be honest, I ain't one right now. But, Lord, I don't deserve this. I know I haven't been the best Christian, God. I know I haven't been the best husband. I haven't been the best wife. I haven't been the best parent. I haven't been the best me. But, God, I don't deserve this storm. And so here, the men of God had to take a look at this, and they were going through, and Paul found that this is the perfect time to stand up and address the crowd because now they're in panic. And Paul had to let them know one thing. Said, first of all, listen, we've gone a long time without food. Let me clearly say you should have listened to me, taken my advice because they tried to advise them earlier. But 22 goes on and he said, but now I urge you. Yes, you may have messed up. You may have done something. You weren't all the way right in the situation. But now, listen, we're going to put those former things behind us. What's the plan now? Have you sought God for a plan to move forward now? Because I promise you, for every plot the enemy has for you, oh, the honey, beloved, please let me assure you, God already had a plan. I'm going to say it again. For every plot the enemy thought he could come against you with, your father and mine, your bread and my water, listen, he already had a plan ahead of time. And so here Paul is saying, but now I urge you. He said, keep up your courage. I want to speak to your hearts and tell you, said, listen, y'all got to keep your courage up. I know 2020 felt like it's been 2 years long, and we only really been in it for 12 months because it's been strenuous. It's been stressful. We've had some losses. We're dealing with grief. Some of us, not just grief of loved ones who have passed on, friends who have passed on, but some of us have lost volume in our businesses. Some of us have lost jobs that we had. Some of us have lost relationships because we haven't been able to be with these people. Some of us have lost freedom because we've been stuck in the house and not been able to go anywhere and go and do anything. Some of us have, you were like me, my husband and I had travel plans this year. We were planning to go somewhere and to be something this year. And so if you look at that, some of us would get so upset into thinking that, you know, I'm lost and I'm scared and what's about to happen next. We're in the transition year. We're embarking on a new president, a new administration. They're talking about a new vaccine. They're talking about a stimulus, but not necessarily another check. Listen, I want you to keep your courage up. I want you to keep your mind focused on the Lord. He says, because, as he tells them, keep your courage up because. I love this. He said, not one of you will be lost. Can I prophesy? Will you give me a prophetic license to stand before you this morning in this dark room and just looking out my window and in Vegas, the sun hasn't risen yet, but can I stand even in this dark and tell you that through not one of you will be lost? Huh? Can you receive that? Can you for a moment just let your mind let go of the thing that's been trying to keep you scared and afraid and intimidated from moving forward, can I just let you know that I know the ship is taking in water, and I know if you're losing pieces of wood, and I know things are breaking about, and you're ready to throw it all overboard. But can I just tell your heart and let you know, keep courage, because not one of you will be lost. Now he goes on to tell him, say, now the ship may be destroyed. It may be destroyed. Listen, your that whatever ship that you are in, listen, that relationship, that fellowship, that financial ship, now that thing may get, take some hits, but you can rebuild. You will rebuild. You will be strengthened. He tells me, he says, last night, you know, I love it. Paul got receipts. We call it receipts. Paul said, I'm not just saying this of my own fruition, but last night an angel of God to whom I belong. Now, and I love this. Paul said, right now, it really don't even, I don't know if you know God, belong to God. It don't even matter. But because I belong to him, I serve him, and he's looking out for me. Ooh, listen, some people ought to be so grateful that a lot of the stuff that could have happened to them didn't, simply because they are in relationship with you, and you know God. You belong to God. If they only knew, they'd send you some flowers today, that it is because of the God you serve that they won't be lost, that God has kept them. He says, listen, don't be afraid. He told me, don't be afraid, Paul. And so I'm telling you what he told me. He said, I'm going to make it to the other side. I'm going to stand before trial, before season, because it's something I got to do over there in Crete. So listen, we're going to make it. And as long as you're here with me, you're going to make it. And he goes on to tell them, he said, God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. This is what the angel is promising Paul, because you're with me. Y'all going to make it. He said, so again, he repeats, keep up your courage, man. Keep up your courage, woman. For I have faith in God that it will happen. I'm telling you, listen, sometimes it ain't even about the other man's faith. It's about what you believe in. It's about how much trust do you have to bring your family through. You may be the person who brings the deliverance through your family. You listen, if by one man a curse can be brought onto the family, y'all better hear where I'm going with this. It can be by one man that the curse is lifted. Some of you have dealing with some generational curses in your family, in your home. There is a demonic force that likes to tear through your house. They had a baby as a teenager. They had one as a teenager. This mama had one as a teenager. Listen, and you came through and exploded and broke that thing free. Can I encourage you that this person might have had a divorce and got divorced and that one, but you may be the divorce breaker. You might be the curse breaker in your house because of what you believe, because of your stance. Can I tell you that somebody else's businesses maybe didn't work? Maybe your Uncle Gino started his business. It didn't work. Maybe your Auntie Rose started hers and it didn't work. Mom and Daddy didn't. But can I encourage you and let you know that yours will? You'll be the 6- and 7-figure earner. Listen, I'm trying to encourage your heart in this time and let you know that as long as you keep your eyes fixed on God, he'll be the anchor that you need. He'll hold you down and keep you from flying away. Listen, I read out of word, but not out of time. I mean, I'm sorry, I read out of time, but not out of word. But in this short time, I just had to come and encourage your heart and let you know. I don't know who's on the other line. I don't know who's listening. I don't know what situation you're in. But what I do know is that we serve a God who is an anchor. And we serve a God who knows expressly where you're going, where you're headed. And he's promising us that we will not be lost. We will make it to the other side. And so let your heart not be troubled on this morning. As you start your day and you get ready to go off, I want you to understand that God is your anchor. He's holding you down, even if though the storm is hitting hard. The songwriter says, though the storm keeps on raging in my life. Listen, he had an understanding and an assurance that his soul had been anchored. I want you to be encouraged. Let the Lord anchor your soul. Keep your courage up and do not lose heart. Be blessed. God bless you.
Wow, wow, wow. My soul has been anchored in the Lord. When you are in a storm, be careful not to throw away the stuff you are going to need later after the storm. We need an anchor. Seek God for a plan while in the storm. Keep your courage because we are not going to be lost, and we will make it to the other side. Thank you so much, Pastor Lavona Lewis, for a great, encouraging word, one that we needed for a time like this today. So after my announcements and my prayer, I'm going to call you back for the benediction. Let's go to the Father in prayer. Father, we thank you, Father, for this, your mouthpiece on today, who has just blessed our hearts and encouraged us, Father, that no matter what kind of storm we're in, if we're anchored in you, we're not going to be lost. Hallelujah. We may have to hang on to the pieces. Thank you, Father. But we will make it to the other side. Bless her, Father, all the virtue that she has poured out on us. Restore it 100-fold back to her. Bless her household. Father, bless her. All the things that she has asked for, bless her health, her finances, her ministries, Father. Bless her going out and her coming in. We thank you for this mouthpiece on today and the word that you deposited in her. Father, we come before you with our prayer request on today, Father, and we lift up KJ, Father, Paletta's grandson. We lift up Dr. PK. We lift up Mother Eleanor and family. Father, we lift up Queen Marie Preston's mom. We lift up Chantel. Father, we lift up the grandmother-in-law of Dr. PK's son. We lift up Graylin and his mother. We lift up Amir. We lift up Greg. We lift up Sandra Robinson and her family. We lift up Marion. We lift up Sally Caldwell. We lift up Esther Hogg. We lift up Mother Victoria and her family. We lift up Monica, Father. We lift up the baby Destiny, Father, and all those, Father, so many on the list. But we know that you are Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth. And so we trust in you that nothing that ails them is bigger than you. Father, we lift up the bereaved families. Father, we know that you're the God of all comfort. So we pray that you would comfort the Leo Dutton family, Wendell, Vicky, and their family, Minister D. Lee's family, Bishop Ward's family, the Flanagan's family, Minister Keisha Lee and her family, Father, the Watson's family, Jeff Dye family, Bishop Timothy Cole's family, the Miles family, and there's so many, Father, but you know, and I'm so thankful you are omnipresent so you can be it everywhere at the same time, comforting everybody, Minister Candace Conaway, and all those here who have lost loved ones, Father. Dr. Vanessa and her church family, the Clifford Davis family, just be with us all, Father. We ask that you bless the Diaz de Leon family, Father, and bless their ideas. Keep them coming, Father, so that we can bless the world with these great products. We ask these things in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Jesus the Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, I know you want to hear the playback of this great message, and that number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN number 957-677-POUND. And remember, immediately after this call, it's a morning and motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, and the PIN is 294-617-POUND, and today is Presidential Tuesday. I want to thank again our psalmist, our minister, our president, Rosalind Peters, for ushering us straight to the throne room. Want to thank Minister Ruth for so graciously seating and greeting us and for that powerful prayer. And we definitely want to thank our mouthpiece for today, the one who brought us a message straight from God, Dr. Pastor Lavona Lewis, please come back and give us the benediction.
Lord Father, we come before you. First of all, thanking you for the word that you have imparted in us. And Father, thank you for reminding us that although the storm keeps raging in our life, though sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day, we thank you, God, that there's a hope that lies within that reassures us as we keep our eyes on you. God, we thank you, Father, that you will continue to anchor our souls in no matter whatever the storm. We ask that you touch your people as they go about their day, Father. Encourage, invigorate, stimulate their mind, inspire, and Father, just lead us as to how you would have us. Order our steps, God. Show them, flatten them out, and highlight them, God, so we'll know exactly how you would have us to move in this season. And Father, we'll be ever so grateful and ever so obedient to do that very thing that you have instructed us to do. Touch everyone on this call. We ask that you touch the leaders and those who have worked so hard to make sure this call is effective and a blessing to all. Touch them in a special way. In Jesus' name, we pray, knowing that you always hear us when we pray, and declaring it is so, and so it is. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed.